This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, this is Dave Musial, owner of Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. With our biggest sale ever, furnaces from $39 a month, furnace and air conditioning combos from $59 a month, plus 72 months interest-free financing and up to a $4,000 system rebate. Four Seasons guaranteed to beat any competitor's price by up to $1,000 guaranteed. So call today for your free in-home estimate and same-day installation.
For all the right reasons, call 866-4SEASONS.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen, alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. Five times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Beyond the Gates, the new CBS daytime soap opera, had a great premiere week. It is the first soap opera to focus on a black family of characters. The soap replaced The Talk on CBS, and in its first week, it had 78% more viewers than The Talk. Close to 3 million viewers tuned in to check it out. The key demo is women ages 25 to 54. Has anyone started watching it? You guys started watching? I've watched some episodes. It's pretty good.
It's good.
I heard it was good.
Check it out.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
I love it. Let's go. Yeah.
I love a good soap opera anyway.
Mm-hmm. On Family Feud yesterday, there was a white contestant who loved all of the Housewives shows and knew everything about the Atlanta Housewives.
Uh-huh.
And was so happy because Portia is back this year.
Okay.
All right.
How'd you get on that subject? How'd you get on that subject?
No, I just asked her, do you have any hobbies? She said, yeah, the Housewives, all of them. I love them all.
The franchises, yeah. But I read an article that the Atlanta Housewives, they're struggling with their ratings.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And the new season.
And they have a lot of new housewives and, it takes a minute.
What are you tuning in to see?
Whatever they got going on.
More of the same is what you're trying to say.
Fighting, all of it.
Same thing.
Yes.
All right.
Surely. Moving on to this story right here was shocking to so many people. Dawn Robinson, formerly of En Vogue, iconic group En Vogue, confessed that she's been living in her car since 2022. For 3 years, she's been living in her car. She says it was her choice after living with her parents, and that didn't work out, and living with her manager was no longer an option. Dawn did a video on YouTube. She detailed how she researched, quote, car life and the community of people that choose to live in their vehicles. And she thought, wow, I could do this. Dawn went on to say, I felt free. I felt like I was on a camping trip. It just felt like it was the right thing to do. Yeah.
This is
Dawn from En Vogue.
Yeah, she could have called me. I damn near didn't know what you looked up.
That's what I was going to ask you. So you shared the same car life experience when you used
Let
to
me
live
explain
in your
to
car.
You what ain't in none of these videos.
Okay.
Your bathroom choice is not in the videos.
Mm-hmm.
Where you gonna go to sleep and go to bed every night is not in the videos. Well, back in the day, she could get this now, but there was no TV in my car. I had no phone in my car. Now, she can get a phone and she can get an iPad. Viewership on the iPad or whatever. Living in your car, man, I'm just telling you right now, it ain't what you think it is, especially for a woman, man. I had a lot of options for using the bathroom. Y'all got to find somewhere.
I think she goes to the local gym or something, to a close by gym.
That's what I saw this girl doing. She lives in a storage, and she got a membership at the gym, and she goes to the gym to shower
and do her hair. Mm-hmm. All of that. Yeah. So it's changed a lot, Steve. There's a thing called car life. It's a whole community.
Listen to me, man. You know what? We learn how to glorify and normalize everything. I'm going to tell you right now, get your ass in that car. You're going to want your house back.
Mm. What kind of car? Well,
she's been doing it for 3 years. She's been doing it for 3 years. 3 years. She's been on some of the world's biggest stages, performing with En Vogue, all of that. And now,
if anybody need to do a reunion tour, it's her.
She's chosen to live in her car.
Because En Vogue, they still work.
They're still performing. It's only three of them now, though, but they still perform.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, Dawn show up in her car.
No.
She's not in.
No, she's
they
not.
They replaced Dawn and Maxine with another lady. So it was three of them. So it's Terry and Cindy.
And Terry are still in it. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Cindy.
But we saw Cindy was, you know, the tall one.
Yeah, got to hold on. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Why you take a sip of coffee?
Yeah. Shout out to Terry Ellis. She went to
Prairie View University. Yeah.
Yes, she did. Terry. Come on, Terry.
All right. Finally,
Terry,
legendary.
I'd have to live in no car.
No, but that's her choice. She chose to do it. She chose
Dawn.
To do it.
I said Terry. I mean, what's her name? Dawn
Robinson. Yeah.
No, the tall one.
Cindy.
Oh, Cindy. Cindy. Yeah.
Cindy ain't got to live in the car.
Anyway,
well, she's not. It's not about her. It's about Dawn. Finally, let's get to this story, Steve, because I want to hear your comments.
For the cause.
George Clinton. Legendary funkster George Clinton filed a lawsuit against his former business partner and is accusing his former partner of, quote, fraudulently acquiring copyrights to about 90% of his catalog. Clinton is suing for $100 million and stated that he's fighting for his life's work and to ensure future generations of artists are treated fairly. This is according to Variety. George Clinton is being represented by civil rights lawyer. We know him. Benjamin Crump. So, Junior, I wanted to ask you, can you give us any details about this lawsuit? Yes.
Junior?
Uh-huh. Junior. Yeah. Because you know Crump. Yeah.
Oh, Ben Crump. Oh, uh-huh. Yeah. Oh, Ben. They look fake. This is horrible, Steve. Right now, they're doing it again, Steve. Now they're messing with the mothership. Right now, they can't land the mothership for $100 million right now that they owe. We need gas money to zoom back down and get out this ship. Because right now, music being stole, Steve, is being stole right now. And see, $100 million could change everybody's life in the P-Funk. How you feel now?
All right. Thank you, Attorney Crump. We appreciate it.
Yes.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show
on 97.1 QMG.